So let's review. For a better understanding of this Mishnah, please see the introduction to this daf, where we have established that when one of the brothers gives the Yavama a Maimer or a Get, the remaining brothers are not allowed to perform Biyah with this Yavama or one of the other Yavamas. Bearing this in mind, we begin to review the first Mishnah in the fifth paragraph of Rav Gamliel. Sok the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel Omer, Ein Get Acher Get. There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi, who married two unrelated women, Rachel and Leah, passed away without children, and they now fall for Yibum to Reuben and Shimon. If Reuben gave Rachel a get, Reuben and Shimon are now prohibited to be Meyabim Rachel and Leah. Reuben is also prohibited to marry Rachel's relatives. If Shimon gives Rachel a get as well, Rimmel says, Ein get acher get. The second get is not effective, and therefore, unlike Reuben, Shimon is permitted to marry Rachel's relatives. The Chachamim Aymer Meyesh get acher get. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Gamliel and say that the second get which Shimon gave Rachel is also effective. Therefore, Shimon is also prohibited to marry Rachel's relatives. So too, if after giving Rachel a get, Reuben gives Leah a get as well. According to Rav Gamliel, the second get is not effective, and Reuben is still permitted to marry Leah's relatives. According to the Chachamim, the second get is also effective, and Reuben is now prohibited to marry Leah's relatives. The Mishnah continues. According to Gamliel, v'loy maimer acha maimer, Reuben gave Rachel a maimer. She's considered Reuben's wife, and he is therefore prohibited to marry her relatives. Shimon is prohibited to perform biyah with Rachel, but he's allowed to marry her relatives. If Shimon gave a maimer to Rachel as well, Gamliel says, ein maimer acha maimer, the second maimer is not effective, and therefore, unlike Reuben, Shimon is still permitted to marry Rachel's relatives. The Chacham maimerim, yesh maimer acha maimer, the Chacham say, that the second maimer is also effective, therefore Shimon is also prohibited to marry Rachel's relatives. So too, if after performing maimer with Rachel, Reuben performs maimer with Leah as well. According to Rav Gamliel, the second maimer is not effective, and Reuben is permitted to marry Leah's relatives. According to the Chachamim, the second maimer is also effective, and Reuben is now prohibited to marry Leah's relatives. Rav Gamliel continues, V'loi be'ila achar be'ila. Reuben performed Bia with Rachel. She is now considered his wife, and he's prohibited to marry her relatives. Shimon is allowed to marry Rachel's relatives. If Shimon also performs Biyah with Rachel, Rigmil says, Ein Bi'ila Achar Bi'ila. The second Biyah is not effective, and therefore, unlike Reuben, Shimon is still permitted to marry Rachel's relatives. So too, if after performing Biyah with Rachel, Reuben performs Biyah with Leah as well, the second Biyah is not effective, and Reuben is permitted to marry Leah's relatives. Similarly, v'loy chalitza ar chalitza. Reuben gave Rachel chalitza. Reuben is prohibited to marry her relatives, but Shimon is permitted to marry Rachel's relatives. If Shimon gave Rachel chalitza as well, Rav Gamliel says, ein chalitza ar chalitza. The second chalitza is not effective, and therefore, unlike Reuben, Shimon is still permitted to marry Rachel's relatives. So too, if after giving Rachel chalitza, Reuben gives Leah chalitza as well, the second chalitza is not effective, and Reuben is still permitted to marry Leah's relatives. In the last two cases, the Chacham agree with Rav Gamliel that a second Biyah or second Chalitza are not effective and therefore place no restrictions on marrying her relatives. The Mishnah continues with various rules of Maimer and Get regarding one Yavim and one Yavama. The first group of cases begins with Reuben giving Rachel a Maimer first, and then either a Get, Chalitza, or perform Biyah. Also, Maimer b'yavim te benosn l'get. Reuben gave Rachel a Maimer and then gave her a get. Tzricha haimenu chalitza. Rachel still needs a chalitza from Reuben to release the zika because the get only released the Maimer. Also, Maimer v'chalitza. Reuben gave Rachel a Maimer and then gave her a chalitza. Tzricha haimenu get. Rachel still needs a get for the Maimer. Also, Maimer uval. Reuben gave Rachel a Maimer and then performed Bia. Harezu k'mitzvasa. He has fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum and Rachel becomes his wife. The next group begins with Reuben giving Rachel a get first, and then either a maimer, chalitza, or perform bia. Nothing get v'asa maimer. Reuben gave Rachel a get and then maimer, tzricha get v'chalitza. Rachel needs a get for the maimer and chalitza for the zika. Nothing get ubal. Reuben gave Rachel a get and then perform bia. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Rachel needs a get for the bia, yet still requires chalitza because it was a bia psula. Nothing get v'chalatz. Reuben gave Rachel a get and then chalitza. There is no further action needed after the chalitza. The Mishnah continues, Chalatz v'asa maimer nosa geru bal. Reuben first gave Rachel chalitza, and then give her either maimer, a get, or perform bia. Ein achar chalitza klum. In all these cases, there is no further action needed after the chalitza, and Rachel is permitted to marry freely. Ay baal va'asa maimer nosin get v'chalatz. Or, if Reuben first performed bia with Rachel, and then gave her either a maimer or a get or chalitza, ein achar bia klum, there is no further action needed after bia. The Mishnah continues and states that there is no difference in all these rulings, whether it was Yevama achas liyavim echad, one Yavim with one Yevama, or shtei Yevamas liyavim echad, one Yavim, Reuben, with two Yevamas, Rachel and Leah, and details the various cases. However, this is only true according to the opinion of the Chacham who disagree with Reuben Gamliel and state, yesh maimer achar maimer, yesh get achar get. The Mishnah also states that there is no difference in all these rulings, whether it was shtei Yevamas liyavim echad, one Yavim Reuben with two Yavamis Rachel and Leah, or bein shnei Yavamim liyavama achas, two Yavamim Reuben and Shimon with one Yavama Rachel. The Mishnah now qualifies two of the earlier rulings. Chalatz v'asa maimer nosin get ubal. Reuben first gave Rachel chalitza, and then gave her either a maimer, a get, or perform bia. Or a bal v'asa maimer v'nosin get v'chalatz. Reuben first performed bia with Rachel, and then gave her either a maimer, a get, or a chalitza. There's no further action required after chalitza. There's no difference whether the chalitza was the first, second, or last action performed. However, in the case of bia, only when it came first is there no further action required. However, if bia was the second or latter action performed, yes, there are requirements for chalitza and a get. Nechemya disagrees and says, "Achas beila v'achas chalitza bein mitchila bein me'emtza bein mesayif ein achra klum bia is comparable to chalitza that there is no difference whether the bia was the first, second, or latter action performed. In all events, there is no further action required." The Gemara begins by explaining why a get and maimer are effective with the yavama. This has been discussed in the introduction. The Gemara then continues. It was stated in the Mishnah when bia was not the initial action performed, rather a secondary action, it is considered an invalid bia, and therefore requires both a get and a chalitza. The Gemara questions, "My taima amar rabbanan bia besula yesh achar klum? Why did the Chacham say that an invalid bia requires chalitza?" The Gemara answers, "Amri I bia achar get hu gzeira bia achar haget mishum bia achar chalitza." In the case of bia after a get, the reason is as follows. Since get and chalitza are both similar, if a bia after a get would be considered a valid bia for mitzvah yibum, one might come to perform bia after chalitza, thinking that this is also a valid bia, and would transgress the issur d'oraisa of marrying a chalitza, which is derived from the pasuk asher liyivneh es bais achiv, kivin shelo banu shuv liyivneh. Therefore, Chazal initiated a gezeira that a bia after a get is invalid, and chalitza is required. V'hi bia achar maimer hi. In the case of bia after maimer, the reason is as follows. Since bia and maimer are similar, if a bia after a maimer would be considered a valid bia for mitzvah yibum, one might come to perform bia after a bia, thinking that this is also a valid bia. This would be an issur d'oraisa, which is derived from the pasuk asher liyivneh es bais achiv, bais echad hu baina ve'ein baina bais batim. Therefore, Chazal said that a bia after a maimer is invalid and chalitza is required. The Gemara continues to ask, "My time am rabbanon, hai chalitza pesula ein achar klum. Why did Chazal rule that when a chalitza is a secondary action, it is still valid and requires no further action?" The Gemara answers, "Amri my ligzer, there was no need for Chazal to initiate a gezeira. Nigzer chalitza achar get, mishum chalitza achar chalitza. If chalitza was given after a get, it doesn't matter if one would give chalitza after a chalitza. Kol kihani tichlitz v'tezel." Let him do as many chalitzas as he pleases. Ligzer chalitza achar maimer mishum chalitza achar bia. If chalitza was given after maimer, it doesn't matter that one might give chalitza after bia because atu chalitza achar maimer miloy boya get lemamoroi, chalitza achar bia boya get lebiyasai. Because when doing chalitza after maimer, a get is needed to remove the maimer. So too, when doing chalitza after bia, he would be giving her a get as well. Therefore, no further action is required.